Our time now, 8:31 from FM 95.7, KQWC, Webster City. And welcome to our Monday edition of the Community Corner. It's a brand new month, already 2 days old, and already have snow on the ground. People are thinking about Christmas. I'm being joined today by Robin Striegel.
Yes.
I got it right. Because some people, because there was a person on Saturday Night Live known as Striegel, but it's Striegel. So
it's Striegel, yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along here as we celebrate Christmas. So the other day we celebrated Thanksgiving, and I was over at the Church of Christ for about 5 minutes and understand you had a great turnout for your festive dinner for Thanksgiving.
We did. We did over 70 deliveries out in the community, and we had about that many people also come in to join us for a meal. So it was a great time to be able to enjoy a meal together in Webster City.
But now is the time to think about Christmas, and we have this Saturday, December 7th, is the Christmas in the City event sponsored in part by Carl Chevrolet and the Chamber. We have a whole day and night of fun in Webster City there, Robin. So fill us in on what's all taking place.
It is. So we are excited, especially with the snow coming down. It makes it feel a little more festive. So Christmas in the City is always a large collaboration of many local businesses coming together to recognize Webster City and all that we have to offer. So we'd like to give a shout out to Carl Webster City for their support and sponsorship for this event. It's their third time presenting sponsors. So we have about 40 other different groups or nonprofits and organizations that also play a part in the event that day. So that's really exciting. With their partnership, we're able to offer a lot of activities around town, kicking off with Breakfast with Santa at 8 a.m. and ending the day out at the community vocal concert out at Trinity Lutheran. So a whole day full of events to do in Webster City.
So that's a full about 12-hour event going on there, Robin.
It is, yep. And thanks to our partnership with so many organizations, the Chamber kind of organizes, but so many people come together to be able to put this event on for the community.
In between the Christmas with Santa Claus at Hy-Vee and the concert by the Webster City Community Chorus, Robin, what else is taking place?
Yep. So we have a lot of different events. We have Kendall Young Library does cookie decorating starting at 10. We also have Snapshots with Santa at Wilson Brewer Park. That's sponsored by Platinum Connect. We also have the Carl Webster City Lighted Christmas Parade. That starts at 5:30 downtown. Lots of other events. Festival of Trees is happening at the Jane Young House. An event out at Cat Hut, a make and take event. And Wilson Brewer Park from noon to two has tons of events from Santa in the Log Cabin to the Depot Open to a craft. So lots of opportunities for people to come out. And thank you to all of our sponsors for that. So
it's a full 12-hour day in a way there, Robin. It starts at 8 in the morning, that runs basically the concert ends about 8:30,
yep.
I guess.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that sounds good. And we do have a detailed schedule with the exact times on the Chamber website.
Yep.
Just go to visitwebstercityiowa.com, and you will find all the listings and all the times to come join us in Webster City that day.
We also posted on our KQWC Facebook page this morning because we were promoting the fact that you're coming out here today talking more about this Christmas in the City thing.
That's
happening on Saturday.
Yep.
Of course, understand you were away on Friday, but we had Black Friday, small business Saturday, and you were telling me off air that there was a family in your home. They were busy at where they were working at, right?
They were, yep. Our daughter had her first day at a local retail shop, and she said she was busy all day. So don't forget to support local this season. I think a lot of times, you know, we get busy, and it may be easier to order something online, but our local business owners, they're our neighbors, they're our friends, and being able to support them with that during this Christmas season. So wanting to support local this year.
Did the same go, Robin, for the Black Friday event too? Is that from what she said?
Yep.
They're busy on Black Friday.
Yep, Black Friday too. So just thank you to the community for supporting local. And, you know, this next month is really important to local business owners. So taking that opportunity, a lot of them have their own sales going on. So stop down. A lot of them post their different sales on whether it's Facebook or Instagram, or give them a call. I know Julie at the Chamber office has been doing a lot of Facebook Lives.
Yes.
Just highlighting different businesses in the community. A lot of times we hear we don't know what's offered in Webster City. So we're just trying to highlight different businesses and let people know all that there is to buy and shop this holiday season. So
I'm glad to hear that Small Business Saturday went well here in Webster mm-hmm. City there, Robin.
Yep, mm-hmm. it did. So this next month, keep shopping local and mm-hmm. support our local business owners.
There we go. And the store hours are basically the same, right? They close at their normal times, I believe.
Yep, a lot of them have extended Saturday hours. Okay. Or different holiday hours, shopping hours. So mm-hmm. feel free to call the local business or check online for that because each business is a little different.
Reason why I bring this up is because when I was growing up back in the 60s and 70s, we had the stores open virtually every night in Webster City. One mm-hmm. night a week in Webster City, the stores open either on Monday or on Thursday or Friday. This was when back 50, 60 plus years ago in my age. But that's kind of changed somewhat.
Yeah, it has. And I think last week there were a few nights I left the chamber office at 5 and the lights were lit up downtown. So
good.
Still the opportunity to go out and shop mm-hmm. and support local.
Indeed. So after the Christmas is all done, we have to think about a big night called the New Year's Eve Gala there at the Briggs Woods Conference Center, Robin.
Yep. Thanks to the partnership with American Sanitation, we're hosting our annual New Year's Eve Gala.
Mm-hmm. So what's taking part in that?
So we have about 6:30. The doors will open. We invite people to come in. We have Dirty Champagne. It's an amazing group. They came last year and everybody loved them so much. At the end of the night last year, the song I've Had the Time of My Life came on. And so that kind of ingrained in everyone's mind. So the theme we're going with this year is 80s. And so being a child that grew up in the 80s, the hair crimped, the high bangs. Mm-hmm. So trying to make it a fun night in the community. So come out and join us on Tuesday, December 31st at the Briggs Woods Conference Center.
And they start playing about what time? They're around 8
yep.
o'clock? Or?
Yep, they're starting around 8. Yep.
Okay, and that carries on till 1 in the morning?
1 in the morning. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, yes. And we have some delicious food. Briggs Woods Conference Center, as everybody knows, makes a lot of delicious food for us to enjoy. So we have a whole array of food. That information with all the details is also on our website. Visit WebsterCityIowa.com.
All right. And who else is taking part in that?
Yep. So we have, it's open to anybody in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have American Sanitation, Wildcat Distilling Co. will be out joining us during their 50-50 raffle time. And so whoever's name gets drawn can get 50% of the pot. We're also doing something exciting and partnering with Ecoff Motors. And we're raffling a scooter this year. So that is our part of our silent auction item. Those tickets can currently be purchased at the chamber office ahead of time. And we will let the winner know that night. And you can choose your choice of scooter. So those scooters that you've seen going around town, you can own one of those. So tickets are on sale at the chamber, $25 a piece or 5 for $100. So stop down and a good chance, whether it's for yourself or for one of your children, to get a part in that scooter mm-hmm. raffle.
Neat. I think I'm playing kind of a role in that too, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Which I'm looking
yep.
forward to.
Yep. Thankful for Pat being our MC for
yes.
that night. So
it should be a lot of fun. So yep. come join us at Briggs Woods Conference Center. New Year's Eve, 6:30 p.m. until 1 a.m. That's on December 31st, January 1st, first hour of 2025. It'll be a good one.
It will be fun. Come join us. You can buy your tickets online. They did go live on Thanksgiving Day. And so visit WebsterCityIowa.com. You can purchase tickets, and we hope to see you for the New Year's Eve Gala. Thanks to all our sponsors.
Indeed. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Robin? We talked about the big doings coming up on Saturday for Christmas in the city with the breakfast with Santa Claus, the parade coming up that evening, entertainment by the Webster City Community Chorus with their Christmas concert and the big doings there at Briggs Woods Conference Center. Anything else?
Yeah. No, I think one of the questions that we'd been asked, you know, for the raffles, what does the money go towards for mm-hmm. the chamber? And so the chamber has awarded over $12,000 in chamber grants to community members to help incentivize property improvement and maintenance. So sometimes if you see a new exterior sign, chamber members, they're able to apply for assistance for that from the chamber. And so if you're wondering what the money goes to, that's one of the areas that the chamber helps to give back to the chamber members that are joining us. So that's a good,
yeah,
a good way to give back to the community,
for sure,
and to the business owners. So, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea to come support Webster City for their two big events, Christmas in the City, as well as the New Year's Eve gala coming up on December 31st. Okay.
That is. Thank you for joining, Pat.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming out here this morning. I thought is there anything else big coming up in 2025? Can you give us any hints on what's taking place in 2025?
Well, 2025. So this last year in 2024, the Chamber has hosted over 30 community events. It's a way for people in the community to be able to enjoy living in Webster City and to promote business and also to promote shopping. So 2025, all I'll say, Pat, is there, as the dates are getting slated, there's more to come and more exciting events and some new ones coming to the Webster City area. So stay tuned to the Chamber Facebook page.
And there's the third Thursday coffee. Now, is there one in December there?
Yes.
Okay, there will be one in December. I thought maybe you took the month off because of all the holiday things going on, but the next one is scheduled, I believe, on Thursday, December 19th.
It is. And so that's something that if you're looking at partnering with the chamber on, we go to local businesses the third Thursday of each month for the whole year. So give us a call and we can talk to you about 2025.
But are you still taking the summer off because of the market night activity?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yep. We just do the school year.
Okay,
for that, and summer is busy with market nights. So if you don't know for sure, haven't been down to market nights, we invite you. We'll start that often. It's June, summer fun.
June the 5th, I believe. That's on the first Thursday in June.
This year, we're looking at bridging Junk Fest and market nights potentially. So there may be a week ahead of that, but unsure. So stay tuned, Pat. We are working on the schedules right now, but downtown Webster City is a great time to come in the summer for local music and supporting local businesses downtown. So
very good.
Yes.
Robin, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, and thanks for having me out,
absolutely.
Pat.
Absolutely. Robin Striegel from the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce on this Thursday or this Monday morning. The time now, it's 8:42, 17 degrees here at Radio Hill. Inch of snow received.